Now to some other news. A Department of Energy panel is releasing recommendations this morning designed to restore the public's trust in hydraulic fracturing or fracking. Fracking has brought new life to old gas fields around the country, but critics worry it's polluting groundwater. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
President Obama says natural gas is key to the country's energy future. It burns cleaner than coal and oil and creates new jobs. But as gas booms have popped up across the country, reports of problems have increased. Critics say methane and possibly toxic chemicals are leaking into water supplies. The president asked for a panel to examine how to make fracking cleaner. John Deutsch was picked to head the panel. He's an MIT professor with a long history in politics and the energy industry. He says a lot is at stake because of growing calls to ban hydraulic fracturing.
There's a very genuine possibility that the U.S. public will turn against the activity and it slow it, if not eliminate it.
Deutsch says to build the public's trust in fracking, the panel concluded people need evidence that it's safe and constantly being improved. Here's the basic theory behind the panel's recommendations.
Measurement plus disclosure of that measurement and using the measurement to influence best engineering practices in the field to minimize environmental impacts.
The panel says gas companies should measure things like the amount of methane in nearby water wells before drilling begins and then again after, and make all that data public. That kind of comparison could show whether drilling is harming groundwater. The panel says drillers should also fully disclose the chemicals they use in fracking. The industry has resisted this, citing concerns over trade secrets, but the panel says in its draft report there is no economic or technical reason to prevent public disclosure. Kate Sending, a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, welcomed that finding.
You know, there is so much fear right now, justifiable fear, about what these companies are using. Let's eliminate that as an issue. Let's just create a culture where the companies are being forthcoming and telling the public exactly what they're doing.
This is still a sensitive issue for the industry, though. Eric Melito with the American Petroleum Institute says it feels like drillers are being singled out.
Targeting one industry to disclose every single bit of information publicly on a website and not applying that same type of structure to any other industry, you got to start asking yourself, what are we trying to achieve here?
Melito points out some companies already disclose the chemicals they use, but the administration's panel says more disclosure is needed to assure a skeptical public. The panel also recommends tougher standards to make sure air and water are protected throughout the natural gas production process. It also calls for more federal research dollars to answer key environmental questions. The draft report was released this morning. Public comments will be collected for the next week before the final report goes to Energy Secretary Stephen Chu and on to the president. Meanwhile, the panel hopes state and federal regulators and the industry will take their advice seriously before calls to ban hydraulic fracturing grow even louder. Jeff Brady, NPR News.